Him. Right. They would have traded him before the
draft.
He's
under contract. And by the way, they can tag him next year.
Correct.
I think they want him back more than they want Deebo Samuel back.
I mean, to me, everything Ayuk is doing
he's just throwing a fit.
Well, it's what you do when you don't have leverage. You know that.
You're trying to create leverage correct. For yourself, or you're just throwing a correct. Temper tantrum.
But yeah. you're trying to create.
Of course they want him back.
Yeah.
100% they want him back. We got to take, you know who we want back? Chris Harrington. We'll talk to him. He wrote a piece about Luke Kennard and the possibilities for the Grizzlies. I'll ask him as well about the newest mock draft over on ESPN. Plus, we got new inductees to the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Chris Harrington, when we return, then writer, then write trivia. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and then throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of the super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But as the playoffs wind down before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day. All summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Hi, folks. Bob Durkin for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. It's our 35th anniversary of Sunrise, and we're celebrating with savings that are bigger than ever. Over 600 new cars and trucks to choose from with huge savings. It's a used car buyer's dream. Check it out at sunrisememphis.com. Hundreds of used cars and trucks with a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $20,000. Bad credit? It's okay. You're approved at Sunrise. Remember, we specialize in secondary financing. New cars and trucks aren't free, but at least they're affordable at the 35th anniversary sale going on now at all Sunrise locations. Coming to Pike, Wolf Chase, and Cottage.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring, summer sport coats. And if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See the store for complete details.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's do this.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is Sometimes I Dream of Willie Mays by the Indie Rock Side Project, the Baseball Project. Shout out to what may have been the greatest baseball player ever.
Do you have a greatest baseball song?
It's probably, like half the songs on that first Baseball Project album, you know, which not many people have ever heard, but right. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. You have a piece up about Luke Kennard, so let's go to that first. And you outline five different paths forward for Luke Kennard. It's interesting. You said, I cut to the chase here, at the end of the piece, and I've tweeted it out over at the Daily, it's over at the Daily Memphian, that the one that they will, I think you said, surely they will pursue first is a new multi-year contract for Luke Kennard.
Yeah, my very strong assumption is that has already been discussed.
Right.
And so, if they could find a number that the Grizzlies found a number that they liked and Luke Kennard would agree to it, then I'm sure they would love to do that. I suspect there's a pretty good distance between the number that makes sense to the Grizzlies and the number that makes sense to Kennard or to Kennard's agent. And that is where the trick lies.
So, yes. Yeah. So to say it's surely the one they will pursue first does not in any way imply it is the most likely. It is probably unlikely. What do you imagine?
Yeah, you can't just go down that road by yourself. Someone else got to open the gate for you.
Right.
You know?
So what do you imagine the Grizzlies would be willing to pay, and for what would, what would a contract, if the Grizzlies want to go to Luke Kennard, and he's owed 14.8 if they want to just pick up the option. So they go to Luke Kennard and they say, listen, we don't just want his agent. They say, we don't just want to pick up your option. We want to come up with a number and sign you for a longer deal with a lower number. What's the term and the price that you imagine might be acceptable for the Grizzlies?
Well, what I threw out there was like 2 and 20. I think that's probably too good to be true, maybe. So how much higher are the Grizzlies willing to go than that? I mean, the trick of it is that, like, the lower you go in the starting number, the further out you need to go for Kennard, right? And I just don't – I'm not super comfortable with a three-year deal. And so I don't think – like what would Luke Kennard do on a two-year deal, right? Would he do, you know, I guess maybe 224? Like, right. You know, you're shaving all – I don't know. Is that worth doing?
Right.
The mid-level exception is just under $13 million. So to me, the question is: Does Luke Kennard's agent think? Maybe he knows. I don't know. A lot of this stuff gets done before it's legal. You know, does he think or know there's a landing spot for Kennard for a full mid-level? I doubt there's a landing spot for him for a team with cap space that's more than that. But can he get a full mid-level for 2 years? If so, that would be like 2 years, $27 million. You know, something like that. So I kind of have a hard time seeing the Grizzlies get something done for less than that. Right. And if it's that number, I'm not sure if that's worth doing.
Yeah. I mean, the number you threw out, 2 and 20, he's getting 14.8 under the – that makes no sense for him, obviously, at all. Now, you said
– But here's the thing, though. It's a team option, not a player option.
Right.
So the Grizzlies can just make that money disappear.
Right.
Completely.
Right. Yes, right. Yeah, he can't. One of the interesting things in all of this, as you point out in the piece, is – we still haven't – he's been here now a good long while. We still haven't seen him with the in a healthy Grizzlies lineup. So we don't actually have a full appreciation of what healthy Luke Kennard with healthy Ja, healthy Desmond Bane, healthy Jaren Jackson would look like.
Yeah, I mean, the minutes he's played with Morant and Bane were good that first season in playoffs, although the sample was pretty small. The numbers were not good last season, but the whole team was such a mess that it's just not – it's compromised evidence to me. But we haven't seen him on a team that felt like it was fully functioning because the Adams injury happened right before he got there, and they still have not replaced Steven Adams, which they're trying to do this summer. So they have not seen Kennard in the context of a team that they feel is otherwise ready to make its move. The team got compromised essentially in the moment they acquired him. And now they're facing this weird thing of, are they going to let him go? You know, is the entire Luke Kennard era of the Grizzlies going to be during a time where the team was otherwise compromised? You know, are they going to let him go just at the moment where they think they're putting it back together? That's sort of the hard thing for them to tackle.
Okay, so path number one was to go to Luke Kennard's agent and say, yo, can we come up with extend a longer deal, more years, and figure out a term? And we think that's unlikely. So then at that point, they can say, okay, fine, we'll just pay the 14.8. We'll pick up the option. How do you analyze, pick up your option, and you'll be back? And we can, at that point, by the way, still trade you.
Right.
What is the likelihood of, or what do you see the advantages and disadvantages of that path?
I feel like it should be decent. I don't, if you say, like, Luke Kennard in a vacuum is not worth, you know, $14.8 million, well, that's fine, but that's the number you have him on, and it's only 1 year, and you're trying to win. So I don't care that much about the value proposition on that, unless this gets to some of the other scenarios, unless you think you can do better with that money through some other mechanism. But on its own, like, I don't care if I'm overpaying Luke Kennard a little bit on a one-year contract in a year when I'm trying to win. If the Grizzlies care, I think it's about where they want to be relative to the tax. And this connects to some of the other paths, too. I hope they're not that concerned about that. And so the reason they're trying to get him down an extra $2 or $3 million this year might be that $2 or $3 million puts you on one side or another of, like, the first apron line. And I don't think they should care that much about being on what side of the apron line they're on.
Okay, I want to get to that part in just a second. But just to clarify, they have to pick up the deal by June 29th or not, right? And so that is they can still – do you think if they pick up the deal, there's a circumstance under where they pick up the deal figuring he'll be on the team, but if it works out, they can still trade. It doesn't work out, they can trade him by the trade deadline. Or they can pick up the deal and know that he's going to be included in a trade that is about to happen, right? Either of those.
Yeah, I mean, in that second part, the order of operations would be reversed. Because you'd agree to a trade before the deadline thing. So it's on draft night, a trade pops up, you need this contract. At that point, you decide you're okay, we'll pick it up in order to do the trade.
Right.
Instead of picking it up and then wondering if you will trade it later.
Right. But you'll know, yeah, so you know what the trade is in advance there. Okay. On, I want to think about this. So just to, in terms of the various numbers, there's a tax line that is $171 million, right?
Yep.
Then there's a first, so that you're, if you're over 171, you're paying the tax. If you're, then there's a first apron when things get a little more onerous. That's at 179. And then there's a second apron at 190. There is no circumstance under which the Grizzlies want to be into the second apron. How do you analyze the rest of that?
They have not said that, but that is certainly my belief, and I think everyone's belief.
Yeah. So how do we analyze where they might want to be? Is there a way they can get under the tax line altogether?
Yes, they can get under the tax line altogether by declining Luke Kennard and making that $14.8 million go poof, and then only spending about half of that via their other exceptions. And so the gap between the, as you just said, the numbers, the gap between the
170
tax line and the first, the gap between the tax line and the first apron line is like roughly $8 million, 7-point-something if you drill down into more specific numbers.
Yeah.
Well, that's like half of Luke Kennard's team option. And so if you make that $14.8 million go poof, like that changes things in a hurry. And so it takes you from, you know, hitting that first apron to like pretty far below the tax itself. And so if you decline that option, suddenly you're $7 million below the tax line, roughly. As like you got to estimate other stuff, but I have it as roughly $7 million below the tax line. And at that point, assuming you've drafted players at 9 and 39, and you put them on your roster, at that point you have $7 million. You're $7 million below the tax. You have 14 or 15 roster spots filled. And so all you do at that point is you go out and sign somebody or trade for somebody who only adds, you know, $6 million or $7 million or whatever to your team, and now you have a full roster and you're below the tax completely. I think there may be a real temptation to do that. And I don't object to it if you make your team better that way. But I think their focus should be on maximizing the roster they're going to have wherever it lands them on salary wise.
If they do that, by the way, so they decline the Kennard option, you're now under the tax line. You got $7 million to spend. You've drafted at 9. You've drafted at 39. You've got $7 million to spend. You also, at that point, because you're under the tax line, you've got the mid-level that you can use to sign the player, right? And so,
but here's the thing: you have access to the full mid-level, which is 13. You can use it all and bring yourself over the tax line,
right?
You don't have to stay under the tax line with that money. Yeah,
and if by the way, under that scenario, if the 9 that they draft and the 39, let's say 39 is some kind of developmental big, but doesn't help them this year, right? And the 9 is, if you looked at the most recent ESPN draft, it has Cody Williams going. So it's whether it's Ron Holland or Cody Williams or some wing who's a developmental wing is not going to have a huge impact this year. So that means you've got your developmental big that you picked at 39, and now you've got to solve your big issue with a guy who you're just picking up off the whatever from somewhere for that $7 million. Who does that?
Yes, and in addition to that, if the guy you draft, let's say, is Cody Williams or Ron Holland, and not say Dalton Kinect, you draft Dalton Kinect, maybe you talk yourself into you replace Kennard Shooting.
Right.
You had it, but maybe you talk yourself into that. If you draft Holland or Williams, you replaced Kennard's position. You have not replaced the shooting. You have not addressed your rotation big situation, and you're $7 million. You have $7 million to play with under the tax. Of course, you can go over the tax, but this is why I'm leery of the stay under the tax situation.
But okay. So let's say two questions. If you do that, like, what kind of big is available for that kind of money?
Andre Drummond, Jalen Smith. You know, maybe Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe, you know, Goga Badadze. It's that kind of thing.
How about De'Ron Sharp? He was someone you mentioned and became active in Memphis Twitter 2 days ago or something. People were talking.
I mentioned him twice. I mentioned him back in March. I mentioned him in passing both times because he's not a free agent or whatever. He's just like, when I look around the league and I see like who has a chance to get better, who's sort of under the radar, that's a guy I sort of identified. I like him. Potential-wise, he's the backup center for the Nets, but he's under contract. So, like, you know, you got to make a trade for him.
Right.
But that's you know, he's like, I don't know, $4 million, something like that.
So,
$3 million.
Another guy who could fit into that category. If you actually wanted to go cheap, not cheap, whatever. The Zach Edey option is a way, because there you're addressing that need with the nine. Or trading down marginally, right? I mean, that's actually...
And then you can use that mid-level money to try to sign some shooter. That makes more sense, yes. And so the scenario where this works, quote-unquote works, is where I think you address the center position in the draft. Whether that's drafting at nine or moving up or moving down or whatever, but you come out of the draft with, you know, Klingon, Edey, Ware, Filipowski... And you're comfortable that this player as a rookie, you know, will play 20 minutes a night in your rotation, basically.
And then the next option, the last option, is decline the option and then re-sign him as a free agent. That would be, he'd go out into the world, discover he's not being offered a hell of a lot of money, and come.
Right.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
Yeah, that's the least likely, but, like, it's not out of the question that something like that happens.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. In the meantime, the latest ESPN mock draft, once again, none of these things are falling the way you would like them to. It really doesn't feel like it's going to fall the way, who knows? Maybe the Grizzlies love Zach Edey and it will fall the way. But if we were looking, if you were hoping that Donovan Klingon, Reed Shepard, even Dalton Connect, Stephon Castle fell to the Grizzlies, none of the mocks have that happening anymore. Now it's Cody Williams drafted by the Grizzlies, according to the most recent Gavoni draft. Not a guy.
Sam Vecenie had a new one this morning. Maybe you haven't seen that.
Oh, who'd he have?
And he's the first guy to put Klingon at number one. And he's got the Grizzlies taking Devin Carter at nine. And so I actually have this in front of me because I started keeping track of this. So there are five mocks that I consider to be like the serious ones or the higher profile.
What are they,
ones,
by the way? Yeah. What are they? Yeah.
The ones I'm tracking are the Kevin O'Connor one at The Ringer, Sam Vecenie at The Athletic, Jonathan Wasserman at Bleacher Report, Jonathan Gavoni, Jeremy Wu at ESPN, and Kristen Peek at Yahoo.
Okay.
And so of those, they've all been updated this week. And so right now, two of them have the Grizzlies taken Holland. One has Cody Williams, one has Dalton Connect, and one has Devin Carter. It does feel like the way the draft's shaking out, that's sort of the universal players. If you stay at nine and you don't, quote-unquote, reach for a center, it does feel like that's the universal players.
In terms of Devin Carter or Cody Williams, Cody Williams is a guy who you have not particularly liked, I don't think, the idea of
him. I don't have a feel for him. I'm not, for him or against him. Okay. I got zero idea what that dude's going to be.
Hollinger, when he wrote about him, he made the comp to Zaire Williams, and I've been terrified ever since. So, it's interesting, though. John Martin points out he shot 41% from three. Could the Grizzlies, whether it's Devin Carter, who shot well from three this year as well, could the Grizzlies realistically talk themselves into either of those guys addressing shooting issues?
You got to know you're not replacing Luke Kennard shooting that way.
Right.
But do you think they can be plus shooters? I mean, they've got, presumably they've had these guys in for workout.
Right.
They've scouted them much more closely than watching YouTube highlight reels. And they have some feel for that. The Carter thing, when I've watched the Carter stuff, it doesn't matter what your form's like. It matters whether the ball goes in or not.
Right.
But to me, he doesn't look great shooting the ball, even though the numbers were good last year. And Williams, I don't know. Williams is, to me, Cody Williams, Rod Holland, Modest Muzelis, those are the absolutely anything is possible guys. Like, they could end up being great. They could end up being total bust. Like, who knows?
The Klingon thing is interesting, and it was in the Gavoni's draft, they mentioned him at one. They basically said Risa Shea or Klingon at one. Sar has either, I guess, declined to work out for Atlanta, and they said that Klingon had a great workout with Atlanta. Interesting, though, the Klingon number one. And
It feels like it's been headed in that direction, and everybody's been waiting for someone to break the glass on that as a prediction, and so Vecenie finally got there.
And then it's like this one had
A lot of them at this point do that. Had Shepard at 3 to Houston and Castle at 4 to San Antonio. And I just hate that. They're both in your division. They both seem perfect fits for those teams. The idea of having Wemby at the blocking everything and Castle locking up your point guard seems terrifying to me. Like, maybe that's strong, but
I agree. That is, when you think about the Grizzlies specifically, that does not sound like a fun thing to play against.
Yeah. It does not sound like a fun thing to play against. All right, Chris, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I neglected to ask him about the new inductees into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. You can read his piece about that over at the Daily Memphian as well. Do you the mocks that he follows most closely, Jeffrey, Ron Holland, Devin Carter, Cody Williams. Did one have connect? Did he say two? One.
I don't recall.
I think those are that feels like the universe.
Yeah. And to me it's like if that is their universe, I think they're gonna try really hard to trade down. And I don't even necessarily know if it's going to wind up being like, oh, they're trading down to get value. I think they're trading down because if you look at the numbers right now, they're about somewhere between like $3 and $4 million over the first apron. And I think they try to get down.
I got to tell you, by the way, I'm anti-aprons.
Yeah.
I think the talk of aprons does not come easily to me. First apron.
Yeah, I mean,
there's an apron in NASCAR, right? Isn't that?
They have that too. That's all. They also have ownership questions.
Why does it have to be the first apron? Why apron as opposed to threshold or the first?
I'm assuming there's a legal reason.
We shouldn't have to be talking about aprons. Can we agree?
In general, I am in favor of it because I do think it actually creates like a real salary cap.
How about just first tier, second tier? If you're the first level, second level, why do we have to use aprons?
Again, I'm assuming it is a legal distinction. But the reason why I think they would trade down is where they would consider the value is if
pay less money, right?
Pay less money, and I think that could make it easier to pick up if you can't come to a deal. Like as Chris was saying, if you're not able to come to an agreement on some type of reworking of Luke Kennard's contract, you could pick it up and probably get underneath the apron.
So we're going to play Right or Right Trivia, and Kevin Cerrito is going to be back to run the show. And Jeffrey's very grateful for that. He didn't like my questions. With Kevin, he's unbeatable. And so we are going to play. And Jeffrey, what is the award? What is for people who are able to stay within the first apron?
Correct.
Or beat you or play honorably. What are they going
to
be getting?
It's 4 tickets to go see AEW's Collision. It is going to be at the Lander Center on July the 6th. So 4 tickets to AEW Collision July the 6th.
Okay. And the phone numbers, 4 tickets, we will take. It's the first day of summer. We'll take caller number 1-445-0929, 445-0929. All you have to do is play honorably. If you're better, if you're righter than right, that's great too. Phone number's 445-0929, 445-0929. We will play righter than right trivia when we return. Before then, I will remind you, listen, we have fewer games. We do have fewer games now than we once did. It's going to be a little bit till football begins. But over at FanDuel, they want to keep it going for you. They want to make sure your summer is lively. And so they are hooking up all customers, that's new customers and existing customers, with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. Every single day, a boost or a bonus over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to start making the most out of your summer. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment with Right and Right Tribute. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM. ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it. Even when I was in shape, first day of super gassers, when we had to run four super gassers, I'd get through one and then have to do my makeups after.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair. Understood.
This is coming from a middle-aged fat guy sitting at his desk, so don't worry.
Hey, but you'd be out there running with us. You'd be out there running with us a couple of times.
Those are the good old days. I don't know if I could do it anymore. Yeah,
get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF6 95, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Tired of hearing scary ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. We may be able to significantly reduce and even eliminate what you owe to the IRS. Taxpayers should know, huge savings are now being made available through the Fresh Start program that can drastically reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. Even if you haven't filed your taxes in years or are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, or under audit, we can help. We've earned over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. To see what savings you may qualify for, visit us online at TRA.com or call us at 800-511-0379. 800-511-0379. Again, that's 800-511-0379. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions. for real people.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, back on Jeff Calkins Show. We got a small phone problem, and here's what we're doing. We're playing Right Then Right Trivia, if the phones work. Phone number is 445-0929. We're going to try again. 445-0929. We had callers and they were all knocked off. So if you all want to play Righter Than Right Trivia and you are playing for, honor, the opportunity to best Jeffrey, but also four tickets to AEW Collision Wrestling at the Landers Center on July 6th. That's it. Four tickets to AEW Collision Wrestling at the Landers Center on July 6th. If you would like to go head-to-head with Jeffrey, see if our phones work, because otherwise we'll go to Plan B. But right now they're open. 445-0929. 445-0929. We will see if this actually works. If not, we will go to Plan B. 445-0929. If you would like to play Righter Than Right Trivia, and I will tell you, it is open right now, and so... Because everyone, literally everyone got knocked off. So there you go. We'll see what happens here. There is, by the way, a rumor. There's a trade rumor involving the Grizzlies. And we could talk about that as well. Jeffrey, do we have functioning phones?
We do indeed, Jeff.
And we have a contestant.
Also have Kevin, and we have Kevin.
And we have Sarita. Kevin, and we have a contestant. Oh, that means we're ready to go. That means we're ready to go. Welcome back, Kevin. Kevin Cerrito is the impresario of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be here. Great to be back. Shouldn't be missing any weeks anytime soon. And we're back, of course, playing trivia on Tuesday. We've been talking about that. We've added another new location on Tuesday nights. Not only can you play at High Cotton out there in the Edge District and at Mississippi Ale House and Olive Branch, but now we're at Jack Brown's. Yes, it's going down to Jack Brown's in Midtown. We've got trivia on Tuesday nights there. We've also brought back theme nights once a month. So on the it's themed third Tuesdays is what we're calling it. So once a month, we'll have a theme night on Tuesdays as well. You can check the schedule, CerritoEntertainment.com.
All right, Jeffrey, who's our contestant?
Jeff, let's welcome Andre from West Memphis to the program. Andre,
welcome to the... Well, good to have you on. We're glad you got through. I'm going to hand matters over to Kevin Cerrito. He'll tell you how this works.
All right, this is Righter Than Right Trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If so, you will win today's prize. Of course, you just got to play honorably. You'll have the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose automatically goes to Jeffrey. And you can steal from him one time. If he misses, he can steal from you one time. If you miss your category choices to start here, of course, this is the current events era. So this is all questions about what's been going on in the news. I wasn't here last week, so we've got a lot of stuff to choose from here. Do you want to go around the world or around the U.S.?
Around the U.S.
Around the U.S. What beloved Southern chain just opened the world's largest convenience store in Texas, boasting 75,000 square feet of retail space, 120 gas pumps, and the world's cleanest bathrooms?
Pass. I don't know.
He's passing. Jeffrey's going to jump on.
So yeah, one. I will steal on this. That would be Buc-ee's.
That is Buc-ee's.
Off to an early 1-0 lead. I still have never been to a Buc-ee's.
One of Josephine's favorite stuffed animals is Buc-ee.
Is a Buc-ee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Over to Jeffrey.
So that's great news, Jeffrey. Now, instead of going to Disney World, you can just go to Buc-ee's.
Bingo.
Around the world, government officials in Saudi Arabia are warning that large fines will be issued to pilgrims entering what city without a permit this month?
Mecca.
Mecca is correct. Jeffrey with his world news.
Two to nothing. Andre has already fallen into a hole. Jeffrey did lose, by the way, last week. He always loses when you're not here, Kevin. So
I know.
And so it's Andre's bad luck that you are back. Anyway, back to Andre.
As far as the regulation play here, Jeffrey is 20-1 for Right on the Right Trivia hosted by myself this year.
He does not as well on the friendlies. No.
Yeah, on the record. So he's going for his Brock Lesnar 21-1 win today. Fashion or technology for you?
Fashion.
fashion. Thanks to recent foot surgery, what surprising footwear choice did Brooke Shields model on the red carpet at Sunday's Tony Awards?
I think Andrew's going to know this. He looks like a Brooke Shields guy to me. She said, yeah, going to nail this one.
Did you watch the Tonys?
No.
I did not.
Me either. What do you think, Andre?
He's passing again.
But Brooke Shields at the Tonys.
It's an honorable pass.
Was it
Jeffrey
a walking
Hardy
boot?
Stole. What did he? It's going to be flip flops.
No, she.
What'd she go with?
It's worse. It's worse than that. It's Crocs. It's Crocs.
Crocs. Crocs. Crocs. All right, back to Jeffrey. Score still 2-0.
Apple shocked no one by announcing they are incorporating AI into many of their new products. They announced this at what conference last week that is abbreviated WWDC?
Okay, it's their, God darn it, what is that? It's the world, read the acronym again.
WWDC.
Worldwide. Gosh.
What does the D stand for? What does the D stand for?
You know the W, and the C.
You would think.
Yeah, one of the W's is definitely wrestling.
All right. I think it's developers. I'll say Worldwide Developers Conference.
Mercy to Betsy. That is correct. Congratulations, God. Jeffrey.
3-0. This is getting to be out of hand, Andre. Okay. Back to Andre.
Worldwide Developers Conference is WWDC, even though worldwide is all one word. Cartoons or reality television? Here's your chance to come back here. Here's your chance.
Give me cartoons.
Dang it.
Kids and parents alike were shocked recently when what animated TV show debuted episodes titled The Sign and Surprise?
You picked the right one.
Jeffrey cannot steal. He knows this answer.
Does you know this?
Yeah.
Why would one be shocked by the sign and surprise? This is this world, this universe, completely. I'm with Andre here. Completely. I'd pass. You know what, Andre? No one has ever passed on every single question before.
That is playing honorably.
That would be.
Let's make it happen.
That would be not even taking a shot.
All
you gotta do is play honorably.
Hey.
Are you passing?
Pass,
he is passing.
Respect.
What is it, Jeffrey?
That would be Bluey.
That is Bluey. Yes, Bluey. There's multiple layers of the
Josephine's favorite theme song.
What does that mean? Was shocked and surprised by the sign? What does he? What are you,
so they were selling their house. Spoiler alert.
They were.
Yeah, and then the surprise episode was literally a surprise episode.
Correct.
And you know,
we could see Bluey.
Bluey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bluey's big.
But you
Bluey's
don't get
big.
Any points of that because you use your steal. So it's 3-0. Go ahead. Over to Jeffrey.
Reality TV. In a recent episode of The Kardashians, it was revealed that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker keep what of each other's close by?
What would they do?
Keep it close by.
They keep it close by. Something of each other's close by.
Something of each other's.
I'll say like blood.
That is correct.
Hail Mary. Peyton Pritchard from half court. Nails it. Andre, you're getting it.
I love Travis so much. God, dog it.
Keep each other's blood. It's 4-0.
Close by, yeah. Vials of blood, yes. Close by, yes.
Are we done with regulation or we have one more?
We have one more, but the score is...
That's 4-0. People get mad if we cut this short, so we got to keep going. We got to keep going. Hang in there. You get your tickets in a minute. You're playing honorably. We don't doubt that. Go ahead. What's Kevin?
All right. We've got charity or China. Charity or China.
Charity.
Charity. Earlier this year, Prince Harry competed in the Royal Salute Challenge. It's a charity event involving what sport?
I got to get one.
To be clear, I wouldn't have known any of these either. I would have gotten Bucky's, correct. That's the only one I would have known.
Some people listen to this segment to get their news, Hawkins. This is where they get their news, you know. We're going to pass on this one?
We're going to pass.
What sport can Prince Harry play? Can you think of any sports that Prince Harry could compete in?
Polo, I guess.
He's going polo.
Oh, it was correct.
He's got it. He breaks the string. The shutout is over. It is 4-1. Good job.
China.
Good job. And Jeffrey has China.
What late spring Chinese holiday took place recently, named for a boat rowing event, has been recognized with a Google Doodle every year but one since 2009?
Chinese New Year?
That is incorrect. There's a steal out there.
Steal, Andre.
You know the Chinese holiday named for a boat rowing event? Always gets a Google Doodle.
I don't.
No clue on this one.
It happened about 10 days ago. It was the Dragon Boat Festival. Mm. The Dragon Boat Festival.
The score is 4-1, and Jeffrey leads. And Andre is going to bet his 1 point, and Jeffrey is going to bet 1 point. And so we know the outcome of this already, but we have to play it through or people get mad. Sorry, Andre. Go ahead, Kevin.
He could tie. Saturday Night Live. Do you want A or B?
Yeah.
Do you want A or B here?
A.
B.
Oh, he said A.
I don't know why I heard B.
I don't either. Sticking up for him.
Hey!
It's been rough enough.
Hey! Tony Hale has replaced SNL alum Bill Hader as the voice of which emotion in the Inside Out sequel that is currently playing at a Malco near you? There's been some big cast changes. Very underreported for this number one movie in America, Inside Out 2. A lot of the emotions are voiced by different people.
Really?
Bill Hader is out. What emotion did he previously voice?
I know that. Oh, fear.
Fear is correct.
Man, Andre's on a roll. He's going to end up tying this. Fear. Did you see it, Andre?
No, my son was telling me about it.
I was telling you about it. Okay, good. All right. Well, this is a very respectable comeback. It's 4-2, and Jeffrey, if he misses, he'd get down to 3 points. You steal, you get to 3 points, and it's a tie ball game. Go ahead. Over to Jeffrey.
Oh, wow. So, of course, Mindy Kaling, the other big star of the movie that's out, she was discussed in the original movie, Mindy Kaling.
And who is now discussed?
Not back as well. I'm not sure exactly who replaced. Okay. I haven't seen it yet. But
I've seen it. I'm also unaware of who it was. So go ahead. Anyway.
Oh, you did see it? Oh.
I did see it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Due to budget cuts, the 8G band led by SNL alum Fred Armisen will no longer be part of what TV show, Jeffrey?
Armisen. Seth Meyers? Late Night with Seth Meyers?
That is correct. Late Night with Seth Meyers is out of band going forward. Fred Armisen.
Andre, you played honorably. You got through the phone. You made a late comeback. Jeffrey, are you going to give him the tickets?
Absolutely. Right. Andre, hang on the line. Thanks. I'll get some info from you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Kevin, where can people find your information?
Go to SerenaEntertainment.com. We're playing Trivia Now Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Music Bingo on almost every other day. And our special, we're debuting our IKEA Bingo. IKEA Bingo debuts on Monday out in Cordova. You got to register. You can find the links on our website, SerenaEntertainment.com. But you can come out, play for free bingo at IKEA, and win IKEA products. We've got as-is items that we'll be giving away and having a lot of fun at the restaurant there. Eat some meatballs and play some bingo with me on Monday at IKEA.
All right. We are going to take a break. We will be back in a moment. We got this Grizzlies trade rumor that I would do want to run by Jeffrey and other matters to discuss. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
25 via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, folks. The Chevy Sheriff in Collierville with good news for car and truck buyers. Sunrise Chevy has over 500 Chevys available with 9 models that get 30 miles per gallon. GM rebates up to $5,000 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Bad credit? It's okay. You're approved at Sunrise. Immediate financing, top trading, and a $3 million used car inventory specializing in cars and trucks under $20,000. Remember, you can bring your Chevy to Sunrise for service no matter where you bought it. There's always a sale at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston Levy. Together, let's drive.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shotners.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, 5-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring summer sport coats. And if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are 2 suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
All $6.50 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780, 169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, here's the trade rumor. It's really not a trade rumor. It's a discussion of a trade. I guess it's a... The Memphis Grizzlies, this is from NBA Central, per Kelly Eco. Is that her name?
Sounds correct.
I don't know Kelly Eco. Memphis Grizzlies' potential trade partner for the Houston Rockets on draft day, with Emi Udoka said to be a fan of Marcus Smart. Both general manager Raphael Stone and the head coach are fans of veteran guard Marcus Smart, league sources said. Is there a possibility Memphis could entice Houston by offering Smart, in addition to the number 9 pick and future assets, to move up and grab Klingon? If he isn't already gone, Tennessee's Dalton Knecht, who has fans within the Rockets organization, could be available if Houston were to move back. Here's the problems with those that deal. First of all, you have to make the money fit, right?
Right.
So it wouldn't just work like that. Secondly, now we're thinking Donovan Klingon may not even get to 3.
Correct. There's a possibility he could go 1.
He could go 1 to Atlanta. And then it doesn't feel like Dalton Knecht is going to fall to 9.
Right? I would be very surprised if he ends up making it all the way to 9. If it is, that's awesome.
So it doesn't feel like he's getting a 9. Klingon may not get to... So I don't rule something around this out, but it doesn't feel particularly likely. Plus, here's the other question. Do you want to move on from... We have not seen as, whatever, proof of concept with Marcus Smart yet. One way or another, right?
Correct. The only problem is, God, they're small on the perimeter.
They're small on the perimeter, and you got Vince Williams.
Correct.
When they traded for Marcus Smart, they did not have Vince Williams as a bigger dude who can play that position.
Now, I am a little skeptical.
And he was not, by the way, last year great as a backup point guard in that role.
I'm a little skeptical of any time I see Houston rumors at 3, because it feels to me basically ever since, like, we got really heavily into mock draft season, that Houston's been trying to drum up interest in number 3.
I will enjoy. It's a week from today. We will be talking about who the Grizzlies drafted. We will finally
have know.
That. And so that will be fun. And then after that, we get onward to free agency. So this is a big mystery to be cleared up. It's nice that it is finally upon us. Not such a mystery, Jessica Biel. There's now a story out about how Jessica Biel is reacting to the arrest of Justin Timberlake,
She's happy?
Her husband. Oddly enough, who would have guessed this? Not happy. That's the quote from sources close to Jessica Biel. Not happy.
No way.
Can you imagine you get arrested for DUI, Jeffrey? How would your wife be?
I bet she'd be thrilled.
Not happy.
Correct.
I think not happy is the correct answer. But she's going to stand by. She's not leaving him, or at least according to the people close to Jessica Biel. But she's not happy. Here's the thing. She doesn't like... Here's another shocker. She doesn't like attention on her family, especially negative.
No way.
No way! No way!
First wife and mother to ever feel that way.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill and Jeff join them today. Drew will be joining me today, of course, on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Eric Hasseltine, Jason Smith will join us as well. It is Thursday, so that means Jeff will be with Gabe today.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We gotta get out of here. We will be back tomorrow. For now, work's done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
During our 99 cents produce sale, Cosmic Crisp apples and Roma tomatoes are 99 cents a pound, and corn is 3 for 99 cents with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Don't miss a minute of the action on the diamond with ESPN Bet. The exclusive sports book of ESPN is the only place to find offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities, including daily odds boost and home run specials all season long. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
I got him on the line, Jason the Main Man Marshall, and he's ready to rock at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike.
Randy, it's vacation time, so take the road wherever it leads you with 42 miles per gallon on the highway and a brand new 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE for only $249 a month.
That's an awesome deal at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike. And Jason, my main man Marshall, everybody in Memphis knows when it comes to a great deal, it's all about choices.
Take your pick from 2024 Tiguan S front wheel drive or a 2024 Taos SE for only $279.28 a month, plus 0% for 60 months on all new 24 Taos. And you know my motto, make me an offer.